There are no mansions waiting for you in heaven. In my Father's house are many mansions, it says. Well, if you'd read the whole scripture in John 14, you would know that what he's talking about is, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode, which is the same word as mansion, we will make our mansion with him. Meaning, Jesus is building a mansion in me right now. And see, this is the way in which God, you know, people think, oh, it's a mansion. No! Oh, it's food. No! He feeds me now. He clothes me now. He clothes me with righteousness. He feeds me with his word. He feeds me the things that are necessary that I might become a son of God. Like unto him. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Look, I like when he says, but in verse 10. But God has revealed them to us. You know, and I'm not contradicting what I said before. There are some things which are still mysterious, right? But God has prepared some things, meaning in the man does not conceive of what God has prepared for us. But the Spirit of God reveals to us what God does. I know a lot of things about the world to come. The man does not understand. There's no sin there. Well, some people do understand that. But by the wisdom of man, you know, they imagine heaven is a place even more carnal than earth. Whereas, you know, and the funny thing is now, in the Christian, quote-unquote, nations where Christian is predominant and people are raising Christianity, people have this understanding of heaven as being kind of boring. So they think of it like they want to go to hell and party there. And there's no party in hell. In the grave where thou goest, there is neither thought nor light nor expression. It is only an eternal life. You know, it's not about going to heaven. It's about inheriting eternal life. God has revealed we are going to partake of the divine nature. As we, in this world, by the Spirit of God, partake of the divine nature. That is how God is revealing to us, by his Spirit, what God is preparing for us in the world to come. Because we're going to become, when we, you know, the thing is, when I get to the end of my life, I'm not going to have this imagine like you're driving along a roadway. And now, all of a sudden, you know, the way you drive, your life, you know, I mean, your level is like this roadway that's in the low place here, right? God's way is on this highway. Now, you can't just expect to drive your entire life on this low road and then die. And then, when you come back to life, now you got to hit this road that's so high above you. And so unfamiliar. You know what I mean? It's a way of living that is totally unfamiliar to you. You've not sought it. You've not loved it. You know what I mean? What I mean is, in our life, we approach the divine throughout our life. And when we come to death, we die, and a moment later, the resurrection. Not because, what I mean is you won't perceive any passage of time. All the dead are waiting the resurrection. No man has ascended up into heaven except he that came down from heaven. That's right out of the scriptures. John chapter 3. No man hath ascended into heaven except he that came down from heaven. They're all waiting for the resurrection. And I'm glad we're in 1 Corinthians because we're going to cover that. It's like it says in the Epistle of John, it does not yet appear what we will be. But we know, you know, it says, behold what manner of love the Father hath given unto us. This is the first Epistle of John, chapter 3. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us, that we should be called the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Well, actually it says, therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we will be. But we know that when he shall appear, we will be like him. Whether by the death and resurrection, or whether we live unto the coming of the Lord, we're going to be made like him. We know that when he appears, we're going to be like him. How has that been revealed? By the Spirit of God. And it is revealed in your life by the power of God, bringing about the righteousness, the godliness, sobriety, temperance, patience, kindness, love, bringing about all those divine characteristics, the characteristics of the divine nature, bringing them through the power of God into your life, making you like Him so that when you see Him, you're not, it's not like this jolt. Ooh, everything's different now. A moment ago, I was a horrible, sinful person, and now all of a sudden, well, when you believed, you didn't instantly become super righteous boy, did you? Well, why do you think when you die, you're just going to instantaneously transform into super righteous boy then? If you're not accustomed to living righteously now, you're not going to be accustomed to it when you're raised from the dead. Now, there's obviously with God, there's all kinds of possibilities. Of course, He can make things happen very quickly. Even in an instant if He wants. But that is not how it is written in the Scriptures, that those of us who have chance and opportunity to be diligent and to follow after these things, if we have been given life, we are to occupy till He comes. You know, we are to be busy about His business, being profitable in godliness, profitable in righteousness, earning Him a return on His investment. He's given us gifts. We don't want to come short in any of those gifts. Right? He has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Back from the first chapter. That's Jesus Christ. That's what His crucifixion brings to me. The Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean He's going to drop it all on you the first day you believe. But He begins to give it to you. He gives it to you according to His will. The Spirit maketh intercession for us according to the will of God. That which we, you know, were given according to the measure of the Spirit. I think that's all in this book. There's not much of the New Testament left, and I know we haven't covered that yet, so that's got to be coming up. As usual, I haven't previewed the book. I get excited just because, you know, I want you to feel the same excitement I do when I just kind of come across things. At first I was pre-reading chapters and stuff. I stopped doing that. I don't pre-read anything anymore. I just go right into it. And if I know something from the past, I know something from, like, I know what's in chapter 10 and chapter 15 very well, and chapter 13 and 14 too. Some of the middle chapter, yeah, I know, well, I guess I do have a, if I start thinking about it, but I don't know all the verses, I don't know everything that's going to come. It's exciting. And I want to feel that jolt of excitement. God has given us His Spirit, so that Spirit can reveal everything to us. God has revealed things that are prepared for them that love Him. Everything? Well, the Spirit can search it.